CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Steve Jobs said, "It's more fun to be a pirate than to join the Navy." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who are pirates by building on existing ideas. Our first playmaker's first company has a 23% market share with 3 million systems sold, while our next playmaker's business helps you burn 600 to 900 calories in 45 minutes. With us today is a founder of three companies, including one with a do-it-yourself system that monitors fire, carbon monoxide, flood, and freeze, while our next chairman moved from investment advising to opening two boutique cycling studios with more to come. These great playmakers are Lance Dean. Lance is founder of Encore Controls and Guru Alert. And Mark Page. Mark is chairman of Zen 22. We'll begin today's show with Mark. Mark Page was the founding principal at Tailwind Advisors, a Texas investment advisory serving ultra-high-net-worth families. Slingshot Ventures is Mark's most recent investment with the launch of Zen 22, a boutique cycling studio with two locations in Dallas and Fort Worth. The Fort Worth location celebrated their one-year anniversary in January, and the Dallas location opened at the Shops at Park Lane last September. A third and most anticipated location will be in South Lake opening this spring. The fourth location will be an uptown studio on Oak Lawn. The co-owners Mark, his wife Melissa, and Dennis Morton are an impressive trio. Mark went to Baylor and played football, then went into the investment business. Melissa is the drill team director at South Lake Carroll High School since 1997 and an instructor for Zen 22 at both locations. Dennis is also the training director. Mark, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, I didn't explain it really well, and just hearing the name doesn't tell you, but what is Zen? And by the way, Zen is spelled Z-Y-N. What is Zen 22?
Zen 22 is a boutique fitness studio made up of 45-minute full-body cycling workout that we say invigorates the mind, body, and spirit.
So what makes Zen 22 different? Because we were talking ahead of time. You said this concept came from the West Coast. What makes it different than going into a regular health club and cycling?
Great question. First of all, our studios are beautifully built. We're intent on being really good at one thing, and that's developing this model that I don't believe really exists as we're doing it here. And so we're trying to bring a proven concept that has gone viral in other markets and bring it to Texas and Southwest and make a really cool brand here locally.
Well, apparently, because you have the two locations now in Dallas and in Fort Worth, you're opening up South Lake, you're opening up Oak Lawn. You mentioned ahead of time you might be opening a fifth one up too. Apparently, there is a lot of interest in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What would I expect when I came in to a class? What would I be doing in that class?
You'd come in, you'd be greeted by our, what we call our Z Squad, which is an enthusiastic group of workers inside there. You'd be given cycling shoes. If it was your first time, it would be free. You'd be given a bottle of water. We provide towels. You'd walk into what we call the dome. And it is a spin studio that has over 50 bikes in there, lights, state-of-the-art lights and sound, and you would experience when you walked out, you wouldn't know if you went to a dance club, a therapy session, or just had the best workout of your life.
Or a combination of all three.
There you go.
Now, I'm guessing just from what you said, the music is loud.
It is loud, and there are earplugs before you go in. Yes. Yes, it's part of the experience. And we do give people the option of earplugs before they go in because it is loud on purpose.
Well, I can't hear well, so I'd probably enjoy that loud music and probably get it, it gets your heart going, heart racing too when you do that. By the way, we are speaking with Mark Page. Mark is the owner, CEO, chairman of Zen 22. It's ZYN22.com if you'd like to check it on the web. How did you come up with that name, ZYN22?
Well, we started with a lot of names and did a focus group study. One of this name Zen tested out the best of any. I think I gave the group probably six names, and it tested out the best of all of them. The interesting thing was it was either really bad or really good, and everything else kind of fell in the middle. And so we decided to put a Y in the middle. And if you were in a Zen studio, you would see all around that we have the studio branded with sayings like "Find Your Why." So we're trying to get out of you. What are you about? Why are you here? So on and so forth. And so that Y is strategically placed in the middle there. And then once we decided on that, we needed a suffix to put on the end of Zen that we, you know, I always had the idea of taking this to other markets, and basically it needed to be trademarked as well. So with that, I needed to trademark the ZYN with something that would be unique. And so our marketing agency, advertising agency that launched us over in Fort Worth, the Balcom agency, did a great job, and they threw out a number to put on the end. And then the number, actually 22 is the number for a perfect circle, which is our logo. As they told me, 22 over 7 is pi, which was new to me. I'm a numbers guy, but new to me. But anyway, then a few other really interesting analogies for the number 22, and I was like, that's it.
Well, apparently everything fit well together with the with Zen 22. But let's talk about your instructors, because that's the most important. If someone goes to any kind of a health club training, those people, the reasons why they keep coming back more than the studio itself. What kind of training do they go through to become instructors at Zen 22?
It's a very vigorous training, to be honest with you. We're actually about to start training our third training program to open up these next two studios.
And I'm going to interrupt you here for a second. Are you looking for additional trainers for your additional locations?
Yes, we are. We're having open auditions here in the next few weeks, and we are looking for new trainers. And so we're looking for elite fitness people. Most of our trainers, believe it or not, have an experience in dance. So they either have a dance background, or they actually have rhythm, because the way that we ride at Zen, we ride to the beat. So if you don't have rhythm, you probably can't instruct. But having said that, it is a rigorous training. It's not like maybe you would go try out at your local gym to be able to do the spin class, and they watch you ride one time and they like, sure, you're on the schedule. Ours is every weekend. Probably we have this next training program for 10 weekends, and so we'll, you know, some people will need more, some people will need less. But I watched my wife go through it in the first group, and I asked Dennis. You've mentioned Dennis's name. Dennis Morton is an elite instructor.
He's your training director.
He is, and he's also I would call him our head instructor. And so I really did built a lot of the business around Dennis and his knowledge of this fitness method. And he really drug the very last ounce out of every one of those instructors. But when we were ready to launch, they were absolutely ready. They were as fit as you can put as you can get a fitness instructor, and they had been taught well. And so but you've hit the nail on the head. It's all about the instructors. Everything we do in the business pushes people to the dome. The whole business is about the experience that happens in there.
What are your hours? And the reason I'm asking you that, I'm going to ask about fitness in a moment, but what are your hours for your cyclists?
We start at 5:30 in the morning. I think the Dallas studio right now has one less class than the Fort Worth, but we're running 8 or 9 a day, 5:30, 6:30. Let's say 9:10 a.m., noon, and we start at 4:30 p.m. and run through 7:30.
Well, you must have a lot of instructors. The reason that I mention that is on your website it says that riders burn approximately 600 to 900 calories during 45 minutes. Now, I think the instructors would be in the high end of that.
Right.
They couldn't be instructing all day. They'd be whittling down to nothing, burning that many calories. But you also mentioned the best part. He'll keep burning calories even after you've left the studio. So talk about what kind of results you're going to get from Zen 22.
Oh, man. It's as good a cardio as I've seen. And I've kind of been a gym rat my whole life. And so personally, I've really been impressed at the difference that it's made in my personal life and my personal kind of fitness. And so it is a great workout. It's 45 minutes, but it's – It's as hard of a workout as I've seen as cardio goes, and yet it's adaptable in the fact that there's a seat underneath you and there's a lever that you can turn the resistance down. And so we try to tell people, you know, I think the hardest thing for people to get in there the first time is they're intimidated. They think it's too hard. And we just encourage them, hey, there's, you know, sit down, turn the resistance down, make it your ride. It's dark in there. You can sit in the back. Nobody knows what you're doing. And you walk out, you say, this is something. If that person's doing it, I can do it. So
you can go up to as high intensity as you want.
Well, we go fast, and we won't make, you know, we're not ashamed of that. We go fast. We challenge our riders. We bring a new studio out, and we let them adapt. And I think we're teaching the city of Dallas to ride right now, but the city of Fort Worth had 8,000 people come through that studio, and that studio can ride all of our classes for the most part, especially on the weekends, are full. And that place is full of energy. The whole room's moving together because I said we ride in sync, we ride on the beat, and it's a fun thing to watch.
Let's talk about how your customers actually can become a part of Zen 22, because they don't sign a contract necessarily. And they can do it with packages or just one at a time. So talk about how easy it is to become a member.
It is easy. Thanks for mentioning that. First ride's free. We're really confident in our product, and so we think that if we get you in for a ride, that there's a good chance that we'll make a zinner out of you, as we say. And so, but as a business goes, I think the attractive part of this model is not, and it's not limited to spin. It can be in yoga, it can be in Pilates, it can be in bar, it can be in CrossFit. But the point is that this boutique fitness industry, that's a very young segment of the fitness industry, I think is here to stay. And it allows people to buy classes or, in our situation, rides a la carte. With us, you can buy a package of 7, 11, 22, 44, or we do have an unlimited option, and it's pretty expensive. But the people that buy that one are in there every day. And so, but that allows people to mix and match their fitness, and that's my thesis, is that people will be doing that. They'll want to ride with us two or three times a week, hopefully. They'll want to mix in other boutique concepts as well, and that allows somebody to have a really well-rounded fitness experience, be in the best shape, doing different things, and they're not committed to something.
Two things before we're done. First of all, tell everybody where you're located right now.
Our Fort Worth studio is on West 7th, right on the west side of University in 3236 West 7th is the address, and kind of right in the middle of all the groove and stuff that's going on in Fort Worth right there around the West 7th development. Our Dallas studio is located in the shops at Park Lane. It's right across the freeway, Central Expressway from North Park Mall, which I believe is the number 2 mall in America as far as sales go. And then our next studio will be in Southlake on Southlake Boulevard in Kimball. The last studio will be in Dallas Uptown at Oaklawn and Blackburn.
And tell everybody one more time how they can find you on the internet.
www.zyn22.com.
And ZYN22.com. Well, Mark, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Mark Page is the key person of three. His co-owners are his wife Melissa and Dennis Morton. Mark Page of Zyn22, ZYN22.com. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to speak with the founder of Encore Controls and Guru Alert. His name is Lance Dean. Back with Lance right after this.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat, donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're speaking with Lance Dean. Lance is co-founder of 2GIG Technologies, founder of Encore Controls, and founder of Guru Alert. 2GIG Technologies was launched in 2008 and in 2010 introduced Go Control, the number one home automation panel in the industry and the number two adopted security control panel, with a 23% market share and over 3 million systems sold. In 2014, Lance launched Encore Controls and brought to market the Firefighter, a patent listening device that monitors the home's existing current smoke detector. Now, in January of 2016, Lance launched Guru Alert at the Consumer Electronics Show. It's a do-it-yourself home alert, a low-cost, easy-to-install system that monitors for fire, carbon monoxide, flood, and freeze. Well, that's a lot. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, Lance.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
Well, what did you learn at Honeywell, because that's where you got your start, right, that moved you into developing these companies in the home security field?
Well, at the time, I was running national accounts for Honeywell, and I had a fairly large portfolio of large accounts that continued to keep wanting more innovation. And at that particular time, they were having a harder time innovating at the company, and the customers that I was calling on just wasn't seeing the innovation. And they were very clear what they wanted, what they saw the market was changing. And I couldn't get this big company, great company, just couldn't get them to move to where their customers kept wanting to go. And so that's when a partner and I had left the company and decided, let's do this and let's see if these companies are right, where the market's going. And boy, they were right.
And you hit a big matter of fact. You have since sold 2GIG. You're now, as you said earlier before the show started, a consultant. But how did 2GIG actually change the industry? So talk about the change and what 2GIG actually is.
Well, 2GIG is a self-contained with a touchscreen, color touchscreen, on the keypad that does also home automation and security. So before, when you used to have security and then you would have home automation, it would cost thousands and thousands of dollars to control your thermostat or turn lights on, and lots of things you can do. We ended up putting a Z-Wave chip in the panel, made it very easy to install and very affordable. And so what happened, a company called Vivint brought the product on, and they changed the market with this product. And then it was adopted with most of the top security companies now use 2GIG technology. And it really just brought this cool security, home automation, save money on thermostat control, turn lights on, control with your smartphone, affordable to the mass market where it wasn't in the past. And that's really where we made our mark in that industry.
So where would somebody get that product? Is it through retailers, wholesalers? How do they get that?
No, 2GIG is sold to thousands of security dealers around the country.
But they also just have to mention 2GIG and the dealer would know what they're talking about.
Oh yeah. Most of the dealers in many cities are using that product. So they know exactly if you're saying I'm interested in the 2GIG product, they know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit, because when you left Honeywell, you didn't start 2GIG. You got into Light Watch, a solar light for the security yard sign. So you started small, looking at just little areas that you wanted to help the homeowner with.
I was looking at little niches that people really weren't focusing, and you're right, at the very beginning, the pitch was about their yard sign, and we can protect your home, and we want to have deterrent. And I thought, how neat would it be just to light up that yard sign at night so people can see it, and if there is intruders, that they know that there is a security sign in front of that home because they can see it with the light. So that was a fun little product that I started out with, yes.
How about Super Switch?
Super Switch was a great invention as well that we patented that actually converts the hardwire, because a lot of the homes that have been put in for security over the years are all hardwire. And the problem is all the newer stuff are wireless. And so there's a lot of existing homes out there. So what we decided, let's convert some of these hardwire zones that have already contacts and motion detectors and glass break. And let's keep that in the home, but let's take that and convert it over to the wireless panel. So really what you do is you take that hardwire zones that's already in that old system, put this little switch on to the wires, and then it transmits to the newer panel. And so you don't have to change all your peripherals in your house. You just need to change kind of the brains of the house.
Makes it a lot easier that way.
It sure does.
Well, let's now go to the launch of Guru Alert. As I mentioned earlier, your launch at the Consumer Electronics Show. Why was it received so well?
So in security, there's a lot of people. In fact, we've had about 20% adoption rate in security. So, you know, it's been tough over the last 30 years to break through it for many reasons. Some homeowners realize they live in a safe neighborhood. They feel secure. They have a gun, a dog. We've heard it over the years, all the reasons why not to buy security. They don't want to sign a 3 to 5 year contract. They don't want to pay $40 or $50. Whatever it is, there's just a big market share that's not interested in security. And luckily, I've been focusing, though, on the side that has been. So now at Guru Alert, we decided with this listening device, we can not give them security, but we can give them peace of mind when it comes to fire, when it comes to water damage. And these are the claims that happen mostly in a home, is fire or water damage or carbon monoxide or freezing pipes. So now this is a do-it-yourself system that really a homeowner can put in themselves. You can still save money on your insurance with this system because the homeowners will give you around a 10% discount in most cases if you have monitored tied to a fire system.
So you're not using a security system. It's just monitored through your phone. So you can tell.
Yeah, so what we're doing is it has a little gateway that plugs into your broadband connection. And then we have these little sensors, those little water sensors or this little listening device. And so when that listening device goes next to your smoke detector, we know when that goes off by this unique pattern and the sound that happens. And then we send it off to a UL central station that then will monitor your house and call the police or the fire department for you. So we're actually, it's the first that I know of that you literally can now have a really small do-it-yourself, low-cost system, month to month, there's no contract to it, and get you some type of fire protection. There's thousands of fires that happen a day, and I think there's a fire that actually happens every 80 seconds in America, and there's a damage of about $50,000 every time a fire happens. So it happens a lot. It kills people. This is a way that every homeowner now can protect himself. In fact, 500,000 pets are injured a year because of fire.
That's having had a fire, I was able. First thing I did was take my pets out, put them in the car, and get them out of the garage. But you're right; that's something people are very concerned with.
You were lucky that you were home when that fire happened, because if you weren't, there's a huge difference between having monitored fire and non-monitoring. Literally, if you weren't home, you would have lost your house and probably your pets.
Oh, absolutely, it did. By doing what we did, we were able to get out and make it happen. It wasn't quite as bad. So that is Guru Alert, and they can purchase those through resellers. Is that correct?
Correct. We're just bringing on resellers now. There's a company online called domealert.com. There's master/alert.com. So we're bringing on resellers as we speak. In fact, we're really focusing on companies that have home services, for whether it's an energy company or a home warranty company or an insurance company. These are the companies we're looking for to bring this product to market.
And you can check those resellers on our website, Playmakers Talk Show. And that website, if you want to check it out, is Guru alert.com. Let's talk about Encore controls and the firefighter. Talk about what that is and how that helps a homeowner.
So actually, the firefighter was the piece that really started us to do Guru, this do-it-yourself. I invented this little product that's a listening device that listens to the cadence, the special cadence that the smoke detectors emit. And so with that,
so it knows that's the smoke detector.
It knows it's a smoke detector. It even knows if it has carbon monoxide. They have different frequencies and patterns. It doesn't listen to the low battery beep. And I introduced that to the security industry, and it became very popular. They realized with one listening device, we can now listen to the whole household, because all the smoke detectors the last 20 years are interconnected. And if they're interconnected, whether you have 5 or 20, they're all going off in your house. So we didn't need to now put newer smoke detectors in a house, which are expensive. We only need one firefighter to do the job. And so it sold very quickly in the security industry, and I realized, wait a minute, I could take this product, put a little gateway, have a cool mobile app, tie it to a central station, and give these homeowners this type of protection never seen before at a really affordable price. And not only that, it comes with a nice little discount, which is pretty much pays for it. So that's where the catalyst came for this product.
And you can, again, go to their website, which is EncoreControls.com, and that's the firefighter. Talk about the some of the statistics. You mentioned a few of those before, but before the show started, you mentioned the insurance companies and why they like this so much.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of damages when it comes to flood and fire. Flood is the biggest claim that insurance company has. There's, I think, every 7 seconds in America, a home is being damaged by water. 14,000 people are affected a day from some type of damage.
This is not the floods we hear about in the news.
No, this is just a pipe breaking. A lot of things happen in a house. A washing machine hose could go off. I think the average year is 7 years. A hot water heater can go out after about 10 years. And even the refrigerator has a hose that goes to the ice machine that breaks quite a bit. And when they break, and if you're not home, in fact, I have a buddy that just had a water claim in Florida. He was out making sales calls for a couple days on the road, and his neighbor called him and said, "You have water coming out of your garage in your front door. Would you like me to go and see what's going in?" And he's been out of his home for 3 months.
It's amazing what these things can do, and people don't think about it, but you're saving the insurance companies a lot of money on claims.
It could be millions to billions of dollars, because the key is to notify and know that what's going on, to get that stop, turn that water off, or get that fire department there. So, yes, this could save potentially billions of dollars to these insurance companies.
Now, I mentioned 2GIG earlier was the first company you started, and you said many of the security companies are now using that system. So people just simply have to talk to their security company, if they have one already, about 2GIG.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. 2GIG was launched in 2010, and so it is being put in by thousands and thousands a day by hundreds of dealers. So you just call your security company and ask for that brand, and you can see it. And you can tie the firefighter to the 2GIG system, or even other systems. We make that in other frequencies. It will work on other products as well.
Now, because this is analog, so it works with the cell phone also. Is that correct?
Yeah, so 2GIG is tied into what we call a GSM radio. So it goes through the GSM radio, and it goes through the cloud, and you can arm and disarm, and you can see everything that's going on pretty much at your house. You get text message, emails, and so does your downline when that happens as well. On Guru Alert, it's a hub that actually ties in right into your router. It's just click connects right to your broadband. It's actually not even an install. It's like a 10-minute setup. It's really simple to set up. So it's completely different. One's got security, one doesn't, but they're both very benefit to the homeowners.
It's amazing how far this has come from the basic security systems years ago. You've done a tremendous job in taking it to the next level. Tell everybody some of the websites again where they can check all this out.
You can go to master-alert.com. You can go to domealert.com. That's where you could see some of the new guys that are just brought on 2GIG. And you're going to see on the Guru website, we'll bring on more. We're just started. We just launched this product, and we've got a lot of interest right now. We are talking with some pretty big-name companies that will probably put their brand name on it as well, and then they'll launch it to their customer base.
Well, Lance, I really appreciate you being here talking all about this. Thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
My pleasure.
It's been a wonderful show. We just had Lance Dean, who is the founder of Encore Controls, Guru Alert, and the co-founder of 2GIG. We also had Mark Page, the chairman of Zen 22. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been a terrific show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.